I promised back in January that we would cover the Bermuda Triangle. So here it is, Stardusties. Today's episode, The Bermuda Triangle. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Sometimes things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre. This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Be patient with me, Stardusties. It seems my audio program does not want to cooperate with me today. So if you experience strange volume changes, I apologize. I'm just doing my best, as are all of you. But forgive me for being rude, my star dusties. Warm welcome to you all. Tis I, your trend-setting, transmogrifier, and transmuting troublemaker. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary. Space pirate and star queen. I am your host, X-E, like the letters. And you're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. Where, as I said in the teaser, we are recording a very fine episode about the Bermuda Triangle, which I had previously promised to my Stardusties back in January when I covered the Lake Michigan Triangle. So, here it is.
Yeah, Auntie Xy likes to keep her promises.
But I do find it a little interesting that I did the Lake Michigan Triangle before I did the Bermuda Triangle. Probably should have flip-flopped that. So if there is a time traveler version of me out there listening to this episode, maybe go and flip-flop them. That'd be nice. You know what else is nice? Today is our 48th episode.
You Stardusties have been subjected to the torture of my silly voices
for almost a year now. May 28th will be the one-year anniversary of Star Queen Paranormal. And if you're still chugging along with your favorite hostess of the ghostess, ringmaster of the cryptid, and some other funny things I can't think of right now off the top of my head. Side note, I tend to pre-write the script. I know it doesn't sound like I do, but you have been listening to me for almost a year. And if you're still around, I just want you to know that I appreciate you. So if you are a new Stardusty, or an old Stardusty, one that has stuck by me through those very clunky first couple of episodes, or one just tuning in right now, I wish for you to have a great week. Whenever you hear this episode. And my words, as you all know, are magic.
I speak good luck and fortune into your ears!
And you know it to be true, for I am the one who speaks the terrible tarot! Yes, I guess it's about that time. We here at
Star Queen Paranormal
like to spend a minute doing something I like to call
terrible tarot.
It's truly terrible.
But why is it terrible, you may ask?
Red Poppet seems to think that it's called Terrible Terror because you wouldn't pay for these readings.
That's right, Red Poppet. It's called Terrible Terror because you wouldn't pay me for these readings.
However, if you feel so inclined, if the spirit moves you, I do have a way for you to send me money because you love the show.
That would be patreon.com/darkqueenparanormal. Well, right now, your patronage is very appreciated, and the bonus content will get created when the Star Queen gets motivated.
That's enough wasting of your time. The Star Queen is shuffling the cards pretty terribly, because that's the bit.
That's the bit, you see? Golly gee willikers, I really do like the terrible tarot bit.
And if you don't, you can write to us and tell me all about it. Your opinion will be noted, but probably ignored. Anyway, your cards for today are the Three of Swords, the Hermit, the King of Pentacles, and because I'm feeling generous today, the bottom of your deck is the Fool.
Gaze deeply into the void.
Wah-ah! Gaze deeply
into your cards. My dearest Stardusties, it seems that you've been struggling with some stressful situations. There's some conflict weighing heavily on your heart. Or there was. Because the cards are telling me that you are currently in this state of introspection, where you're gazing within yourself to find answers and see things more clearly. But the things you're looking at more clearly are what makes you tick. So if you're a shadow work person, you've been doing the inner work and learning about what you want and why you want it, and if that is even a thing you want. You're examining your emotions, which is a very good thing. And the cards are assuring me that because of this inner work, this inner healing you've done, this examining of inner light, you are becoming older, wiser, more mature, and abundant. With the Fool at the bottom of the deck, I see this as a new beginning for you. You've had some kind of spiritual awakening, and you feel like a new person. Or you will. But truly, this is a favorable outcome all around. A new outlook on life. A new beginning for you. Abundance. Gratitude. I expect nothing less from my Stardusties. And that
was truly terrible.
Thank you, Red Puppet from Public Television. In today's bizarre headline, according to a study published in Nature Astronomy, astronomers have detected a repeating radio signal from an exoplanet and the star that it orbits, both located 12 light-years away from Earth. This signal suggests that the Earth-sized planet may have a magnetic field and perhaps even an atmosphere, which means the planet may be able to sustain life in the same way that Earth does. Scientists noticed strong radio waves coming from the star YZ SETI and the rocky exoplanet that orbits it, called YZ SETI B. During observations using the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array of Telescopes in New Mexico, the researchers believe that the radio signal was created by interactions between the planet's magnetic field and the star. Quote, "We saw the initial burst, and it looked beautiful," said the study author Sebastian Pineda, a research astrophysicist at the University of Colorado Boulder, in a statement. "When we saw it again, it was very indicative that, okay, maybe we really have something here." Magnetic fields can prevent a planet's atmosphere from being diminished and essentially eroded away over time as particles release from the star and bombard it, Pineda said. YZ SETI B only takes 2 Earth days to complete a single orbit around its star. Program director for the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, Joe Pache, said in a statement, "The search for potentially habitable or life-bearing worlds in other solar systems depends in part on being able to determine if rocky, Earth-like exoplanets actually have magnetic fields. This research shows not only that this particular rocky exoplanet has a magnetic field, but provides a very promising method to find more." This article was published on CNN on April 5th, 2023. Now, as promised, the main event. The area referred to as the Bermuda Triangle, or Devil's Triangle, covers about 500 square miles of ocean off the southeastern tip of Florida. This area is rumored to have paranormal effects on vehicles, and several mysterious disappearances have occurred here. In fact, even Christopher Columbus reported seeing strange lights in this area, and later reported how his compass seemed to malfunction. Though the cause of the compass malfunction is theorized to be because this area is one of the few places on Earth where true north and magnetic north meet.
But many of you may be wondering, why a triangle? Well, the shape actually comes from the flight path of one of the more famous disappearances, the disappearance of Flight 19. On December 5th, 1945, five Avenger torpedo bomber planes full of 14 men took off for a routine navigation and combat training exercise from Naval Air Station Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The five planes were to perform a bomb-dropping exercise in Hen Shoals, hang left, head north, hang left again, and head back to base, which is how the Bermuda Triangle gets its triangle shape. The flight should have taken 20 minutes. The flight leader, Lieutenant Charles Carroll Taylor, had about 2,500 hours flying experience, mostly in aircraft of this type, while his trainee pilots each had 300 hours total and 60 flight hours in the Avenger, the torpedo planes they were in. Radio control knew the team completed the bomb-dropping exercise because at about 1500, one of the pilots radioed control tower to drop their last bomb. About 40 minutes later, flight instructor Lieutenant Robert F. Cox in FT-74 received an unidentified transmission. Lieutenant Cox was forming up with his group of students for the same flight path, same mission. The unidentified crew member asked Powers, one of the students, for his compass reading. Powers replied, "I don't know where we are. We must have got lost after that last turn." Cox then transmitted, "This is FT-74, plane or boat calling Powers. Please identify yourself so someone can help you." The response after a few moments was a request from the others in the flight for suggestions. FT-74 tried again, and a man identified as FT-28, or Lieutenant Taylor, came on. FT-28, this is FT-74. What is your trouble? "Both my compasses are out," Taylor replied, "and I am trying to find Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I am overland, but it's broken. I'm sure I'm in the Keys, but I don't know how far down, and I don't know how to go to Fort Lauderdale." Lieutenant Cox advised them that they were lost and gave them advice on how to get back. There were a few back-and-forth conversations on how to navigate and changing radio frequencies, but no one could determine exactly where they were. Eventually, they overheard an unidentified voice say, "Dang it, if we could just fly west, we would get home. Head west, dang it." I'm editing because this is a family show. The group couldn't seem to fly far enough in the correct direction, and they were genuinely lost. Eventually, the group was worried about not having enough fuel. The last message received from Flight Instructor Taylor was, "All planes close up tight. We'll have to ditch unless landfall. When the first plane drops below 10 gallons, we all go down together." Once it became obvious the flight was lost, several rescue vehicles were dispatched to search for the five downed aircrafts. One of the aircrafts dispatched was a PB Mariner plane with a crew of 13. That PB Mariner plane also went missing while searching for Flight 19. Now, there is a scientific explanation / theory for the PB Mariner. That particular plane was susceptible to malfunctioning or exploding. So investigators think that it possibly exploded over that area of ocean because some fuel was seen on the water. But a storm swept in and it made the water difficult to search. And by the time people could come back out and search again, the PB Mariner was gone. As for scientific explanations for Flight 19, I've seen one theory where the planes may have mixed up the sky and the ocean. Apparently that's a common phenomenon. Another theory is that the Bermuda Triangle is located in an area of the Atlantic Ocean where storms from multiple directions converge. And when this happens, sometimes it creates a rogue wave. And rogue waves can get tall enough to knock smaller planes out of the sky. So that's another theory as to what happened to Flight 19. But just from the sound of the conversation,
It sounds like they ran out of gas somewhere and no one was able to pinpoint where they were. Of course, wreckage was never recovered and there's still no clue as to what happened to those 5 planes. It is also noted that it was clear to fly that day. But the missing Flight 19 and its rescue ship are not the first incidents to have been claimed by the Bermuda Triangle. In 1800, a ship called the USS Pickering was lost at sea with 91 people aboard. No remains or wreckage were ever found. In 1814, the ship USS Wasp was lost with 140 people aboard, though this disappearance may be due to a storm. 1824, the ship the USS Wildcat went missing with 14 people aboard. In 1840, a ship called the Rosalie was found with nobody aboard. It was abandoned, and there was no sign as to the whereabouts of the crew, nor why the ship was abandoned. In 1881, and this one may just be an urban legend, but the ship Ellen Austin found an abandoned vessel while sailing through this area. They sent their crew over to the abandoned vessel to have it sailed back to port. As they were sailing, they noticed the ship that was following them started straggling behind. So they sent more people to go check out this ship that they had put a crew on, and the ship was empty again. They don't know where their crew went when they tried to sail the ship. An author, Lawrence David Cush, who wrote The Bermuda Triangle Mystery Solved, found no newspaper articles on this incident, but he was able to confirm that the first ship in the story, the Ellen Austin, did exist. Another Bermuda Triangle researcher claims the story is actually mixed up with another abandoned ship story from 1906, which was in newspapers. In 1918, the ship known as the USS Cyclops went missing in March with 306 crew and passengers en route to Baltimore, Maryland. The disappearance of USS Cyclops remains the single largest loss of life in the history of the United States Navy that was not directly involving combat. The official explanation is that the ship had a malfunction and they were headed back to Baltimore early, but there was a violent storm around the last known location of the USS Cyclops. In 1921, the Carol A. Deering, a 5-masted schooner, was found aground and abandoned. When investigators climbed aboard, they discovered that the ship's log and navigation equipment were gone, along with the crew's personal effects and the ship's 2 lifeboats. In the vessel's galley, it appeared that certain foodstuffs were being prepared for the next day's meal at the time of the abandonment. Investigators could not determine why it was abandoned. Piracy and attack were both ruled out. In 1941, the USS Proteus was lost with 58 people aboard. No cause could be determined as to why it disappeared. German U-boats were questioned, but none ever claimed an attack on this ship. The loss was a mystery. A few weeks later in 1941, the Proteus's sister ship, the USS Nereus, was lost with all 61 persons on board. No cause determined for this one either. And both of those ships were sister ships to the USS Cyclops, which was the one that disappeared with 306 people in the Bermuda Triangle in 1918. In 1945, U.S. Navy PBM-35 patrol seaplane with 8 people went missing. No trace of the plane or wreckage was ever found. Later that same year is when Flight 19 and the PB Mariner went missing that we discussed earlier. 1948, in January, a plane called the Star Tiger was lost with 6 crew and 27 passengers. Also in 1948, a plane, Douglas DC-3 NC-16002, was lost with 3 crew members and 29 passengers. The day was clear with high visibility. No probable cause was determined for why this airplane went missing. And by the official investigation team, this loss remains unsolved. In 1949, a plane called the Star Ariel was lost with 7 crew and 13 passengers. The last message to control from the pilot stated that visibility was clear and he gave the estimated arrival time. When the ETA passed, the pilot stated that he was over the correct area at the time he was supposed to be and that he was changing his radio frequency. The reason this plane went missing remains unsolved. In 1959, an aircraft Martin Marlin went missing with 10 crewmen. In 1967, a small powerboat named Witchcraft radioed a distress call to the Coast Guard, informing them that the boat's propeller had struck something underwater and that the vessel needed to be towed. The Coast Guard requested that he send up a flare in roughly 20 minutes so that the boat could be located more easily. The official who received the call reported later that he noted the owner didn't seem too concerned about the Witchcraft because he had fitted a special flotation device in its hull to prevent it from sinking. When the Coast Guard arrived at the location, the boat was nowhere in sight. No sign of the Witchcraft or the passengers were ever found. In 1969, 2 lighthouse keepers vanished from the Great Isaac Lighthouse. The lighthouse keepers vanished without a trace, but evidence does suggest that a pretty strong hurricane made its way through the island. No remnants of those lighthouse keepers were ever found. No indication of what happened during that storm. In 1971, a Cessna plane with 4 people went missing. In 1978, Eastern Caribbean Airways Flight 912 vanished after being sighted by the control tower, and no trace was ever found. In 2005, a plane, the Piper PA-23, with 3 people on board went missing. In 2017, the Turkish Airlines flight TK-183 was forced to reroute their flight after encountering mechanical and electrical problems over the Bermuda Triangle. And finally, December 2nd, 2022, Air France airliner 895 experienced several electrical issues with the media systems and the anti-icing module. These strange electrical issues forced the aircraft to fly back to the airport of its departure of Fort-de-France, Martinique. And I realize there are probably more. There are a few disappearances that I left off the list. Most of them had reasonable explanations, and their cause of disappearance was determined, or their wreckage was found. But this is largely a list of vehicles that went missing where there was no trace of the individuals or the craft they were in. But what do you think, Stardusties? What do you believe? Do you believe there's mystery afoot with all the disappearances in this triangular area of the ocean? Or are you inclined to believe that this is just a heavily trafficked area? So mystery disappearances are bound to happen. Do you have a paranormal story you'd like to share? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Star Queen Paranormal. If you feel compelled to donate to your favorite podcast, maybe we're top 5. Hopefully we're in the top 5. You can go to patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. And so, Stardusties, just remember that being near the beach has been scientifically proven to have a positive impact on your mental health and general well-being. Just be mindful If you go out to sea, on ship, on plane, or hanging out at a lighthouse, be mindful of things in the world that may make you vanish. Do I know what those things are? No. Could be aliens, giant sea monsters, some reasonable explanation, like pirates, probably. But whatever it is, always remember to practice self-love and hydrate. Be sure you get enough sleep. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, Stardusties, may your path be paved in starlight.